USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some states allow residents to register to vote on Election Day. This includes California, Colorado, Iowa, Maryland, Virginia, Nevada, and Wisconsin. Several of those states have key governor and Senate races Tuesday. The Justice Department is sending Civil Rights Division and U.S. Attorney's Office officials to monitor polls in 64 jurisdictions across the country. Florida Secretary of State Cord Byrd says they're welcome to remain outside polling places, but federal observers aren't welcome inside.
It's not uncommon for DOJ to send monitors and want to come and observe the elections, but outside, not inside the polling place, unless they have a specific agreement.
Last week, the Pentagon announced another $400 million of your tax dollars in assistance to Ukraine. Tuesday, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says two ground-based air defense systems have arrived in Ukraine from the United States.
These systems will contribute to Ukraine's air defense capabilities and will help protect the Ukrainian people against Russian aerial attacks, to include those conducted by unmanned aerial vehicles or cruise missiles.
Seattle police are investigating a shooting at Ingram High School in North Seattle Tuesday morning. Police Chief Adrian Diaz says one suspect is in custody and one person has been left injured.
Officers immediately responded into the actual building and tried to provide treatment to the victim that was down.
A Powerball ticket in the Los Angeles area is worth over $2 billion. California lottery officials say the ticket, matching all six numbers, was sold at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. It's the largest jackpot in American history. As polls close across the country, keep it right here to USA Radio News for all your election results. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Key races are playing out across the country as Republicans and Democrats face off in a struggle for control of the House, Senate, and governor's mansions. Near the Desert Breeze Voting Center outside Las Vegas, Nevada, voter Dom DeLay shares with Fox News that he isn't completely confident in the security of the state elections.
I'm a little shaky on that. I don't know if there's something in the background I don't know about. But then I have a suspicious nature and tend to do that anyway.
When it comes to daylight saving time, some people are still struggling.
Most Americans are subject to the time change, and as Mayo Clinic sleep medicine expert Dr. Lois Cran explains, the clock change can affect a person's ability to concentrate or pay attention to detail.
Studies done on different continents show that the rate of motor vehicle accidents increases for the week after the clocks change in many different parts of the world.
Many wonder, should elections reasonably fall after daylight saving time has thrown off our internal clocks?
Get exercise. That can really help signal to the body it's time to get going in the morning and to live as healthy a lifestyle as possible.
From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.